This podcast is brought to you by PodPro Australia.
Welcome to the My Business Podcast, where we sit down with local businesses and we talk about who they are, where they come from, and what inspires them to be in business.
Hey there, listeners, and welcome back to the My Business Podcast, where we dive into the stories behind unique ventures making a splash in the community. Now, today we're brewing up a conversation with John Turner and Anna from Ripple Effect, a social enterprise that's stirring the pot in the best way possible by combining our love of coffee with a passion for community growth. John, Anna, welcome to the My Business Podcast.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
Guys, could you start off by telling me, the origin behind Ripple Effect, what sparked the idea to link coffee with, I guess, charity and the journey that led to its creation?
Yeah, no worries. We have both been in the not-for-profit sector for over a decade each. We wanted to continue our community giving practices. It's always difficult to give your time and money unlimited. So we decided to bring our business experience in, blend it with community, and Ripple Effect was born.
Fantastic.
And we're really looking for, I guess, a way to use our skills and our experience to contribute to those who have the skills and expertise in other areas. So a lot of the charities, they have specific industry skills required to deliver the services. We can bring that business and the funding to them to allow them to do more with their time and money.
Wonderful. Now, Ripple Effect, it's got a unique business model, doesn't it? Tell me how the partnership with charity works and how are the profits shared? Explain it to me.
Yeah, let's start by a very simple explanation to start with, just so it doesn't get too complicated and I trip over myself.
Yep.
The short version is that 50% of our gross profits sales go to our charity partners.
Wow. Okay.
So, building on that, we sign up a partner, a charity, or someone who has a community cause. So it can be, you know, like a sporting club. It can be a charity. It could be a not-for-profit supporting people in the community. Sign up with us. We make the process as straightforward and as simple as possible. Mm-hmm. We give them a code that is specific for them. So any purchases made under that code, funds gets directly distributed to them on a monthly basis. So the aim here is to set up an ongoing revenue stream for them that they don't have to work for.
Right. So yeah, they're just promoting your product being coffee.
We give them the money.
Yep, they provide a code and money goes straight to the not-for-profit or the charity.
Yeah, we tried to set it up so that it's not one business profiting over the other. So the more products they promote and the more they sell, the more they earn. It's 50% of gross profit, so the larger portion goes back to the charity. We've chosen a couple of popular operating models over time.
Mm-hmm.
Drop shipping is a part of it. Referral marketing, blended them all together and designed a business that can support charity now and ongoing into the future.
Fantastic. So explain the nuts and bolts to me then. As a charity or not-for-profit, should I say, signs up with you guys, sees the benefit here, and then they want to start making money by selling your coffee. What do they do then?
They simply promote it. So they share it with their network. Their network is dedicated to their cause. They're already connected. They have a hot spot for it. Most of them will be coffee drinkers. Yep. So this is
who's not a coffee drinker?
I mean, only 2% of Australia.
Really?
You know the stats.
So
big population, everyone has a cause that they care about. So it's really about connecting and finding different ways of contributing to that cause for them. So sign up. You get your code, you promote it to your network because they're already your dedicated listeners. They're avid supporters of your course. When they use the code, they just go on a website, buy it from there, set it up as a one-time offer or one-time purchase or a subscription. Let them forget.
And actually, to build on that, we do all the groundwork for them as well. We help them with creating the marketing content. We create the emails for them. Whatever they need to promote the products, we will provide them. They can decide to do it themselves. They can ask us to do it for them. We can reach out to other business partners to get involved as well.
Okay. So if we're talking sporting clubs and things like that, can they can actually buy the coffee themselves and then be reselling it?
Absolutely. Sure. So you can do it in multiple ways. You can have your supporters buy it online from us and have it delivered directly to your home. If you're got business connections, you can buy for your office and have it set up there. So that keeps earning for you. In the local community, if you're running fundraisers or similarly, you can either buy the coffee and sell on a particular fundraising day, or you can have it in your canteen to sell it for four rates there.
So, I mean, that for a charity that's earning money and doing, you know, great stuff for the community, whatever that group or organisation looks like, the term sort of double dipping comes to mind, that basically can buy the coffee, be earning through your program, the Ripple Effect program, and still be making the profits that they do off the coffee themselves retail.
Absolutely. Yeah. Then they can promote it further to those end users and earn again.
What a fantastic idea. So for listeners who are passionate about social causes, how does choosing Ripple Effect for their coffee needs amplify their contribution to the community?
Yeah, that's a good question. At the end of the day, the model for Ripple Effect is designed that consumers can change what they're doing without changing what they're doing. So they're already drinking coffee. All they need to do is change which brand they're buying, and the community impact just grows. The more they buy, the more they grow. There's no extra additional cost to the end consumer. And that's really important to make sure from our end that people can give to the community without having extra money, extra time, very easily.
It's literally just changing across to your coffee. Now that brings up the biggest question of all here. I mean, we're talking coffee drinkers, guys. People who I think they range from someone who doesn't know what it's just coffee is coffee, from those who are very specific about what they like. How does it taste? Where does it come from? Give us the lowdown on the coffee itself.
Well, this is probably the most exciting part, I'd say. So we chose Wolf Coffee Roasters. They're based in Brisbane. They've been in the business local business, been there for a long time, 20 years in the industry, well-known, well-established, high-quality coffee. So if you're a coffee connoisseur, and our charity and other partners, they're a definite testament to that, because they always send us their biggest, what they call coffee snobs, to test it for us.
Oh, fantastic.
And they're the gatekeepers for each one of them. It's a really high quality coffee, always consistent. So you know you're going to get the flavour consistently every time you order with us.
Okay. And being that this is a social cause, and as you've explained, the model is fantastic, I'm sure the question will come up, the sustainability of where it's come from, where it's sourced from.
Yeah. No, and that's really important for us right from the onset. We created a partnership both ways across the supply chain. So it's more of an ecosystem where every community involved, from coffee bean sourcing right through to the end user, is supported along the way. And the partnership with Wolf, with Peter Wolf in particular, is the key point to that. So they have a multi-generational relationship with their coffee growers. They know where every bean comes from, and they make sure that their community giving practices go back into those communities. So as one community buys and benefits, the other one is also benefiting as well. So it's a really important partnership with Wolf, and that's how we ensure it, yeah.
Fantastic. So from start to finish, this whole project sort of just ticks all the boxes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Look, it's an exciting concept. It really is. And, for any organisation who's looking, and all of these organisations need money. And getting donations and things like that and raising money through certain things is quite often difficult. But this just seems like a no-brainer. I mean, a lot of these organisations will be selling coffee themselves, but even to just promote to, their list of people they're involved with to use it themselves is just a great way. And I'm guessing it doesn't cost any more than normal coffee.
No, and I'm really glad you explained it that way, Adam, because the ethos behind what we're doing is there's already a lot of money in business in the supply chain. So all we're doing is redirecting those funds that are already existing back to our charity partners.
I love that. I love that. It's just such a fantastic concept, and you've explained that so very well. So let's talk then organisations who are hearing this and thinking, geez, this sounds good. But of course, they've got their coffee drinkers who are used to the coffee they've got. How do they maybe get a sample, or how can they test your coffee to know that they want to make that big change?
Well, that's a very easy question to answer. We have designed a very easy user-friendly website. All of the information that we are talking about today, all of our products are all on there. How else would you say is the easiest way to
That's pretty much it. So if you want to try it, website is definitely the place to go. If you want to connect with us and start a partnership, reach out. Website has our contact details. Our socials have our contact details. If you're a the other side that we are encouraging businesses to do as well is if you're looking for sort of a corporate social responsibility to what you do, this is a really easy way. So most organizations will have a course that is relevant to them. So we always promote our partners. That's a big part that we do to that partnership. But they don't have to necessarily choose our chosen partners. They can bring their own. So it's a BYO giving opportunity as well. So that's the other side that businesses
so
can do.
So this is something I hadn't even quite caught on to, and I just want to spend a minute on. So anyone can come along, any organisation can come along and get this coffee and then choose their own charity organisation, not-for-profit, that they can direct those funds to.
That's right.
Wow.
So if you already have a course, this is about giving. This is about building communities and creating more opportunities for those people who are already there helping others. What we do for our partners and the benefit to partner with us is that we put in extra, you know, we advertise them, we promote them, we do interviews, we do socials, we do everything that we can to raise awareness and traffic and obviously grow their member base. That's the benefit of partnering with us, but you don't have to do that.
So, okay, coffee vans. So if a coffee van, that's their whole business. They drive around all day selling coffee. They turn up to the events and do that. They can come along. They decide to go with your coffee. They're happy with that. And they can be giving away to an organisation of their choice and promoting that as part of what they do on their van.
Absolutely. It's a really, really easy way to gain that sort of upper hand on your competition. It sets you apart from a social perspective in the community. And we've all been impacted or have people who've been impacted and supported by charitable or community groups in the past.
Such a wonderful idea. And look, our listeners wouldn't know this, but it is only sort of about 8:45 in the morning here in the studio, and you're just getting me thinking about coffee. I hope you've brought a bag because I really want to try this coffee. But look, what's your vision for the future, guys? How do you see Ripple Effect grow? And look, just on that, Ripple Effect with an E or Ripple Affect?
Effect with an A. We've copped a lot on socials about that.
Okay.
It's not just incorrectly spelt coffee. It's really good coffee. But there's a meaning to the A. And effect with an A is an action word. So we want to create the action or take the action to cause the effect. So ripple affect over effect.
Okay.
Take the action, make the impact.
Okay, so it's ripple affect with an A, not an E. But yeah, what are your plans for the future? How is this going to evolve?
So this is really the starting point, and it takes us back to where this conversation started as to why we started Ripple Effect. We did that after a conversation with one of the founders of one of our charities who told us a story about working with other partners in generating funds through retail sales. And that company, they kept over 90% of the funds raised, and they gave less than 10% to the charity. Mm-hmm. So that was our baseline. We went, we're going to do 50%. As a starting point, we know that our business model is a low-cost business model. We can run this successfully and not increase our cost significantly.
I was going to ask, there's probably a lot of business people out there saying, how can this work? How can you give away 50% to these partners? How is there a business model that makes sense? But you've obviously put it together and it can and it does.
Yeah, the important part of it is making sure you choose the right partners from the beginning to the end of the supply chain. Mm-hmm. It goes along the whole way. Wolf Coffee Roasters, really important part of that process. We've entered the supply chain, created a new retail model, and we're just showing that there's already money there, and now it's going back to our charity partners. And so far, we've grown month on month. It's only very new, but we're excited for the future for it.
Yeah, and yeah. We know that when we say 50% is a starting point, it really is the baseline. That is, you know, from that conversation purely, we know that will grow.
Yep.
So our target is hopefully getting up to 90% because we know that there are ways that we can do this and we can use
is exciting.
What we already have.
Yep, fantastic. Okay, so just finally again, somebody's listening here, they want to get involved. The best step is just to go to your website, that all the information is there.
Absolutely. There's a contact form on there. You can just reach out that way. or you can find us on LinkedIn. It's a really easy way to reach out as well. So if you're a business person, follow us on there, contact us. It will come directly to us. We look at this every day. And we'd love to speak to them.
Fantastic. Yeah, all right.
I'd like to say that the best way to get involved is buy a bag of coffee for yourself or someone else. You will fall in love with it, or whoever you buy it for will fall in love with it. If you're the 2% that don't drink coffee in Australia, buy it for someone else. They'll really appreciate it. And from there, we can build a new partnership. We can find another model, a bigger way to give back.
Sure. And I'm gathering for organisations who already sell coffee, let's talk retail coffee sellers like a van, they can just come along and buy your smallest bag, if you like, just to get a taste for it, just to
Absolutely.
Give it a go.
We even got a taster pack. So that's available on the website. So talking about profiles and flavours, it's important to choose the right one for you. So there's three variations in that pack.
Wow, fantastic. I absolutely love this idea. Guys, thanks so much for coming in. What is the website? And let's spell it with an A. We don't want people going to rippleeffect.com. I'm sure there's probably another business out there called Ripple Effect who's loving that people maybe end up there.
Driving traffic for
Main
it.
Let's spell it out. www.
You go.
I was just tripping on my own words there. I was thinking, what is it again? rippleeffectaustralia.com.au.
Ripple Effect.
rippleeffect.com.au.
Ripple, yeah. Drop the Australia.
Ripple Effect. Affect.com.au. So look, a massive thank you, John and Anna from Ripple Affect, for joining us on the My Business podcast today. Look, it's clear that every bean counts, and we could all be part of a greater movement here with just our normal daily brew. So to all our listeners looking to make a difference, check out Ripple Effect and let's create ripples that turn into waves of positive change. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, your next coffee could actually really be helping somebody in need, or even potentially change a life. Guys, thanks so much for being on the My Business podcast.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you,
great
Adam.
Thanks for listening to the My Business podcast. If you want to be on our podcast, please reach out to the team on all our socials at mybusiness.pod.